All right, guys, big news in the United States where the National Association of Realtors was being sued by home sellers, where they were saying, hey, why do we have to pay our own seller representatives and also pay the buyer's representatives? Well, that ruling just came down and they were found to be liable for that. So they're actually going to be paying out to the home sellers the portion that went to the buyer's representatives. And going forward, what does that mean? It means that when someone is going to buy a house, the buyers are going to have to pay their own representative and the sellers are going to be able to pay their own representative. You know, here in Canada, it's still being reviewed. It's still in court, still under litigation. And currently they're holding the current line, which is the sellers will pay both ends of the deal. More than likely, we are going to see a situation where that gets divided. And what does that mean for Canadians as they're buying and selling a home? Well, for the seller, you're probably excited. You won't have to pay an extra portion to the buyer. For the buyers, they're not going to be as excited because now they're going to have to pay their representatives themselves. Will it still happen? I believe so. The buyers are more than likely going to be more selective in who they choose to represent because now they are paying for it directly. You're going to want someone with a track record more so than perhaps how it's been done to this point in time. So for those buyer representatives, not agents, they are no longer agents, they are now sales representatives. So for those sales representatives on the buyer side, they are going to have to prove their ability to negotiate on deals. They're going to have to prove their ability to find the right property for them. They're not going to be able to just walk around and say, well, you don't have to pay me. Don't worry about it. They're going to have to prove their competence acting on behalf of the buyer. The Canadian public are going to look at this and want that because you'll have greater ability to negotiate on the rate. When you consider that the seller's representative is paying the costs of advertising and marketing the property, and the buyer's agent is really, by and large, just taking people around and visiting different properties in whole. Seller's representative is the one that's paying all the cost. And so we'll probably see negotiations and a lowering of the cost for the buyer's representative. On a $1 million house, that's $25,000 apiece. And for the seller's representative, they absolutely look at it and say, well, we're putting out $5,000, $10,000 in marketing and ads. And so it's coming out of their pockets. But for the buyer's side, they're not doing any of that marketing on a specific property. They are still doing marketing of themselves, but they're not spending as much to be able to market a specific property. And so is $25,000 for a $1 million home still appropriate for the amount of work they're doing? Or many home buyers will sit there and say, what did they do for me that I would pay them $25,000? I mean, that's an entire year's salary for some people. Or yeah, that's a car for many people, right? So let me not pretend like the buyer's representatives don't have their own costs. That is not what I'm trying to say. But if the sentiment in the market by the home buyers feel that it is not representative, then it's going to be on the buyer's representatives themselves to be able to show and prove that they are worth that level of compensation. The biggest issue is going to be for like first-time home buyers who have saved up a certain amount of money to put towards the purchase of a house and don't have the extra funds that they're going to need to pay their representative. That's going to be a challenge because now for buyers' representatives, they were able to say, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going to get paid by the sellers. Now they're going to have, people are going to have, if this happens here in Canada, people are going to have not only their down payment, but also the cost of paying for the buyer's representative. Does that mean that a lot of home buyers' representatives are going to say, forget that. I want to go be on the other side and be a seller's representative Or are they going to want to stay on the buyer side? Because now they may not be able to make as much per deal, which means they're going to have to start selling more homes or buying more homes because they're a buyer's representative. Look, let's be clear here. The CREA, the Canadian Real Estate Association, is there representing the realtors, the real estate agents, and all of the real estate sales representatives. They're getting paid and they are going to represent them. And of course, they're going to fight against this change. However, they also want to support the consumer and understand that if consumers want this change, then they're going to have to adhere to it. What are we reading in their headlines? Yeah, that this case is frivolous, that this case is unfounded. Of course, just because we've done it that way for such a long time does not mean that that makes sense going forward. And here's an unpopular hot take. I actually think that in these types of service industries, it really is important to be able to prove your competence and be able to prove that you're worth what you charge. Now, does that mean that some representatives and some agents and some brokers are going to be able to glean a higher compensation because of their level of competency? Absolutely. They'll be able to corner the market and show how good they are. And they're going to be better at selling their services. And for some individuals, especially those that are just starting out, it is going to be a tougher marketplace for them to be able to prove it. Absolutely true. But overall, who's the winner? At the end of the day, it's the homeowners and the buyers. And guys, remember, just stay tuned. We'll continue to cover this. We know that it's important to you. Don't forget to like and follow, and we'll keep you updated. The Mississauga Real Estate Board is identifying that home prices in January went up by 10.2%. Hey, that's good for people that live in Mississauga. Again, real estate is regional and local, and we know that Mississauga has a high density of detached homes and semi-detached homes. We are going to see some of the other boards that they will not have these same statistical numbers because they have a higher density of, say, condominiums. And we know that condominiums have not been going up in price at the same rate. In fact, in many cases, have actually dropped from this time last year. Now, the good news is this time next year, we should see more growth again because we're getting further away from the shocks of 2022's rate increases. Interest rate increases that really took the feet out from everyone. That is what we should see. But there's so many different political forces at play right now. We're watching the impacts of the carbon tax. We're watching the impacts of inflation as a whole, of wars and the slowdown of the economy. Until we get greater clarity on all of these items, there is a huge amount of uncertainty in the market. I do not want to be one of these people that turns around and says, hey guys, everything's great. Look, the market's ready to rebound. Does it want to rebound? Absolutely. We know that if we scrap the carbon tax today, we know that we are below the 2% inflation rate that the Bank of Canada has as a mandate. And we know that the current government is not interested in doing that. In fact, they're actually going to raise it on April 1st and by another 23%, which will just add to the inflation numbers. So we could see a prolonged interest rate holding, which will continue to impact the industry, the home values. And is this really exciting news for everybody in different parts of Canada? To some, sure. To others, this is the stench of death.